Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth-shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
They come up with a lot of these local guys that go on elsewhere and we root for.
Tom Brady? San Mateo? Did you see? I throw at Tom, and he's a local guy, and he rooted for the Giants, but he started winning so much in Boston. He's like, he's a Boston guy.
Well, I think there's a lot with Tom. Like, is he really authentic? Wow. We know he's reliable.
Well,
does he really have that great of a personality?
Well, if you ask a lot of the awful announcing articles that I saw about his broadcasting chops this year, people would say he's very AI, ChatGPT, yeah. So Tom Brady. The T in ChatGPT was for Tom Brady.
Well, let's put Jimmy through this criteria. So Jimmy Butler currently, they're winning. They're winning at an alarming rate.
Yeah.
So, okay, let's check that, okay? Personality. I think it's kind of...
Hey, everyone. Quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high-quality meats, or just a quick, healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps. Restrictions apply.
I'm going to have an incomplete there so far. I don't know who Jimmy Butler is quite yet.
Okay, so
but maybe that's part of the mystery. Okay. Maybe that's why it makes him kind of a conundrum.
What about the backstory, the career arc, the way that he left Miami?
It's definitely interesting. I don't know if I love it. I think a lot of Warriors fans, well, that's part of it.
Point.
Because Warriors fans, what are the first thing they say is, that was then, this is now. I don't care about any of that. So they give, and I think your mother-in-law spoke to this, right? He's like, I don't care what he did.
She does not care about what happened in Miami.
Clean slate here. 100%. So the backstory, I think we're going to just leave off. We're not going to check that. That's going to be, doesn't matter to us
okay,
right now.
Okay, so no. All right, let me just put no there. Okay. How about relatability? Is he relatable? He does not strike me as the
everyman. He's a coffee guy. Okay, I like coffee. I can get down with that. Emo Jimmy was kind of a thing, a little quirky.
I mean, white braids.
Do you want white braids?
You look good. There's a coolness factor. Like, he oozes cool, but I don't know if that's relatable.
I don't think he is relatable to the common
person. Yeah, well, I'm going to say no.
He's also like 6'7", so maybe Carter can relate to him.
Is $60 a cup. I mean, how relatable is that?
Doesn't get more Bay Area than that, so you know what? Check the box.
Yeah, we should tariff that thing. Authentic or genuine? Is he authentic?
I would say yes on that. I think he's very much himself every day, for better or worse.
I think he's more calculated than you're giving him credit for.
I think so, too. I think he's very calculated, and I think he is very aware of his public image, and I think he is calculated when it comes to that. And you know what? I'm not saying that's a bad thing.
Yeah.
I think a lot of us are. Like, I think to a degree you are, Like, we are very self-aware. I think you kind of have to be.
Is he more curated?
Real quick, if you're a millennial, you low-key have to be calculated in how you are perceived. Now, some people, like the Nikola Jokic's of the world, don't give a damn.
I heard from somebody during the All-Star Game festivities, somebody that did a lot of corporate stuff with a lot of these players, Jokic could not be bothered to lift a finger, you know, behind it. He could not care less about any of the other stuff. He didn't yuck it up. Nope. Not that this is a bad. No one said he was a bad person.
No.
I'm just letting you know, like, he has no desire whatsoever to go out of his way at all to appease any corporate sponsors, any regular fans. No. I'm not saying he's a bad person. I'm just saying I heard from a very reliable individual who was around, like Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, could not have been nicer.
Right.
Could not have been more forthcoming.
Right.
And I guess really wanted to strike relationships and smile in pictures and things like that. I don't think Jokic wants those things.
No, he doesn't. And that's actually another aspect in all this, the background, the story. Being a European player and trying to gravitate yourself, not even European, just an overseas player, because we're seeing like Jung-Hoo Lee right now, right?
It's tough.
Like, it's very tough, but we're seeing, like, if you make some plays, make some wow plays, you smile a lot. I think that does go a huge way. Now, Jokic has kind of made it his own thing that, like, does this guy even like basketball? It's almost become like a quirk, if you will, and that works in Denver. I don't know if that works in New York City.
But I
don't know if that works in Los Angeles, right? I don't know if that works there.
I do think that mystique is fascinating.
Okay.
I'll say that. Like, it's like Kawhi has a mystique similar to that, and I find him fascinating.
He's a very interesting individual. And Kawhi's from LA, so that's a little different, but the Clippers fan base
I think Jimmy is more authentic than he is calculated, so I'm going to say yes.
Okay.
Do we agree on that?
Sure.
Okay.
Sure.
So he's authentic. Okay. How about reliability? Is he reliable?
He has been.
Okay.
He has been reliable here. Again.
Until he's not.
That was the thing that was baked into the end of that. But again, we're talking about clean slate here. He's been reliable.
I think that when I see him walk on the floor, I feel the coolness factor through the television, but I could be wrong. Do we all agree on that?
He is pretty calm, cool, and collected. He is.
There's an aura about him, right?
Yes. So I think he's...
Okay, so he checks winning.
Okay.
We gave him an incomplete on personality, no on the backstory, no on the relatability, yes on being authentic, yes on being reliable, yes on the plainness factor or the cool factor. I think he should be resonating more. But I do think your point about it takes time is very, like, if they go on a run here and he has a couple of games in a series and it swings thing, his pendulum's all the way back up to the top.
Listen, he hasn't been here a full season. So, like, you can, like, people are probably texting, like, this is unfair.
It's 2 months. 888-957-9570.
If Jimmy Butler's connecting to you as a Golden State Warrior, we'd love to hear from you. Alex in Atlanta, we'll get to you in a second on what makes a player relatable. And we asked Eddie Johnson, obviously does a lot of coverage for the Phoenix Suns, their pre and post game. He was a former player. Like, Kevin Durant is an interesting player and where he resonates, right? Like, he was homegrown. Well, first off, he was a Seattle Supersonic. They moved to Oklahoma City. They get to a finals. They don't get it done. They blow a 3-1 lead to the Warriors. And then he joins that same team. And then he wins immediately there, becomes a finals MVP back-to-back. He was amazing. He was great. He's an all-time. I think, again, I think he's an all-time warrior no matter what. You win two finals MVPs. I don't give a damn. No. He could do that anywhere.
I think most people agree with you.
But some wouldn't. Some would say, I don't know if he's an all-time warrior. Kevon Looney's more of an all-time warrior than Kevin Durant. Like, some people would say that. Yeah, they would make that argument.
Aren't reasonable.
But some people would make that argument. Eddie Johnson talked about Kevin Durant, and he's not going to play tonight with the Phoenix Suns, by the way, if you're just joining us. Warriors Suns, 7 o'clock, 4 games left in this regular season. Massive, massive stretch. Coverage of that starts at 6 o'clock with Warriors Live. Is Kevin Durant connecting, or has he connected at all with the Phoenix Suns, Eddie Johnson?
Suns fans, they very well connected with him. But you judge by win. You judge by successes in the playoffs. And, you know, it has nothing to do with your basketball ability. Everybody knows. You march Kevin Durant out there in the uniform. He's going to get you 25 to 28 points a game. He's going to shoot 50% plus. He's going to shoot near 40, which he's doing this year from three. He's going to shoot a tremendous percentage from the free throw line. And, you know, most importantly, he's going to show up every night. Like, he's going to play nicked up. You know, he's not going to wait till he's 100%. All those things that you want from a professional athlete, KD gives you. And so the fans, the Suns fans, without a doubt, you know, but, you know, in the days of salary cap and the days of, like, you're restricted in certain movement, that's when people start to bring things up. But it's never a question of his basketball skill.
Eddie Johnson, who joined us last hour. You find that entire interview on YouTube or the free Odyssey app. Let's go to Alex in Atlanta. He's been hanging on tight. He wants to talk about what makes a player relatable. Alex, good morning to you. How you doing, Night of Numbers?
Guys, I'm doing good today. Look, there are two guys that come to mind as I've been listening through this conversation you've been having about what makes a player relatable, what endears them to a city. Two guys that came to mind immediately for me were Brian Wilson and Hunter Pence. And for slightly different reasons. You know, Brian Wilson, when he was here, he really reflected that personality of that 2010 Giants team, which is, this is, aside from the young guys, this is a bunch of misfits. This is a bunch of cast-offs, an island of misfit toys, if you will, that really banded together to help the Giants win a World Series. He had this unique look to him. I mean, he eventually got his own merch as part of the Giants with those fake beards that the people in the crowd would wear. You know, you could see him riding around on his scooter in San Francisco. He had a vibe, an aura to him that I thought really matched the vibe and the aura and the personality of the city of San Francisco. And then Hunter Pence, that's a guy who, ever since he came to the Giants, really embraced being a part of the city he was playing for, being a part of the San Francisco culture. I mean, you could still follow him on Instagram today and see him going around different places in San Francisco, whether it's, you know, hitting up places in the Marina District, hitting up city lights, you know. That's what endears a player to me, is when they embrace not only the team culture that they become a part of, but they embrace the city culture and the city personality of where they're playing for.
Yeah, I would agree.
That's a good call, Alex and Elena.
You know, like when KD first got here, remember he was riding BART, riding bicycles?
Yeah.
How many of those pictures made it all across the internet? It felt like, oh, wow.
The funniest picture ever is still the one, him in a hard hat and a safety vest. The Chase Center construction, him just standing there. And it's like, it's always the meme of like me whenever I try to hammer like a picture onto my wall at home.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro. You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Do you know what went down at the Viper Room the night River Phoenix died? Are you aware of how Steve McQueen escaped death at the hands of the Manson family? But what about the real-life brutal murder that inspired David Lynch's Twin Peaks? These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.